This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Robert Haskins. He is the interim Mitchell County Assessor. Today we're talking about revaluation. We welcome you to our program. You're the assessor. What do you do?
The assessor is responsible for assessing all taxable property in the county at the fair market value. Misconception is what the county commission or what the assessor does not do. We don't collect taxes. That's done by the tax collector. We don't set the tax rate. We don't raise taxes. That's done by the Board of County Commissioners or by your local town board.
What does the term reevaluation mean?
Reevaluation is a process that's required in North Carolina where all property is reviewed and it is assessed at its current market value.
How is my assessment determined?
Okay, it's determined by the market. The assessor or an expert hired by the assessor will look at the market in your county, see what properties, like properties, are selling for, and then determine what the values of those properties are. But that is done actually by the market, people buying and selling property.
Robert, why and for what purpose do we conduct a revaluation?
The reason we conduct it, one, it's required by law. It has to be done every 8 years. Also, we conduct it to make sure everybody is being treated fairly. Properties change in all over the county at different rates. What we try to do is to put everybody on a level playing field where they're assessed equitably.
Who will appraise my property?
Your property was assessed by Wampler Neen's appraisal group.
Mitchell County conducted a revaluation, I believe it was in 2001. Could we have completed one earlier?
Counties are allowed to advance their reevaluation. Many counties now do reevaluations every 4 years. That's being considered by Mitchell County. I've recommended it. The reason you do it every 4 years is so you won't have the sticker shock and the huge increases like you see when you do 8-year reevaluations, and that was very evident to the people last year in Yancey County.
Did someone from the reevaluation visit my home?
Yes, they did. All homes in the county were visited. A yellow card was left on the door if there was no one contacted while the company was there. They also took a photograph of the house.
What about taxes? Will my taxes increase because of a reevaluation?
In general, that's hard to say. When they look at it depends upon what changes have been made to your property and how your property increased or decreased in relation to all the other properties in the county.
Well, I thought the purpose of a reevaluation was just to raise taxes.
That is not the purpose. The purpose is to make everybody's property equitable in its assessment. It's not to raise taxes.
Robert, how can my taxes decrease or increase?
If you make changes or improvements to your home, such as adding a garage, adding a deck, an additional room, removing a building, that improvement or change is either going to increase or decrease your value of your property. Also, how it can increase or decrease depends on what the county commissioners do. If they increase the tax rate, your tax bill will increase. If they decrease the tax rate, it'd probably go down.
Robert, what if I disagree with the assessor's valuation of my property?
With the reevaluation, the property owners will have the opportunity to meet with the appraisal company and to discuss their appraisal and provide any additional information about their property. If at that time then they're not satisfied, they have the opportunity to do a formal appeal before the Board of Equalization and Review in the county. If they are not satisfied after that, then they can pursue that with the State Property Tax Commission.
What if I have other questions that we have not addressed here?
What you can do is call the assessor's office in Mitchell County. Our phone number is 688-2139. We'll be happy to answer any questions for you.
How has the current economy affected my values?
If you look at 8 years, which is what we're looking at as far as the reevaluation, the first 6 years, property's gone up tremendously. It has decreased the last 2 years. What we are doing is determining what your property is worth today. Looking at 8 years, the odds are your property is going to increase in value because it's been 8 years since we did a reevaluation. It has affected it. It's not going to be as high as it would have been had the economy not gotten bad.
Robert, again, give us a phone number if anybody has any questions about anything concerning revaluation.
Steve, that number is 688-2139.
We thank you very much for being with us. Robert Haskins, the interim Mitchell County Assessor. We were talking about revaluation. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.